There is another word of caution which we should look at in connection with what we have said now in order to get a proper perspective of what John in this second epistle, as well as the third epistle, will be talking about. We have already seen that love and truth are inseparable. In fact, truth and light are the same. In the first epistle, he said, you remember, to walk in the light. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light. And we saw that the light and the truth is the word of God. So love and truth are inseparable. And Christ is the epitome of both. He is the incarnation of both. He is the truth. And he is love. God is love, and he is God. So that now there's another word that is featured in this very brief brochure that we call the Second Epistle of John, and it is the word walk. If you will notice in verse 4 it says, "And I greatly rejoice that I found of thy children walking in truth." And verse 6, "And this is love, that we walk after his commandment." And then at the end of the verse, it says, "Ye should walk in it." And then there are several suggestions here that indicate where he's talking about walking. For instance, in verse 10, "If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine." Well, in order to come to them, there must be the walk. So we now go to the opposite end of the spectrum of the Christian life. Not only is there truth out there in right field, but also there's a danger getting into left field in another area besides doctrine. But the walk is important. And that takes us back now to the third chapter, verse 10 of 1 John, where he says, "In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God." Now, that righteousness we've seen is Christ. And to deny the deity of Christ is certainly not to do righteousness. "Neither he that loveth not his brother." Now, we have here this second thing that is very important. The walk is important. So we go to the opposite end of the spectrum of the Christian life. Not only truth is essential, but the walk is essential. And we are told now to love the brethren. Now, the believer walks today in a very dangerous pathway through the world. We walk through a pathway that on the left side is the jungle of liberalism and apostasy. It's beautiful but dangerous jungle, because in it are beautiful and dangerous animals that are ready to devour us. And then on the opposite side of the pathway, there's the swamp and the desert, and it's filled with rattlesnakes. And I want to say that this happens to be the swamp of extreme fundamentalism, where they're totally devoid of love. Just so you have the right doctrine, that's the only thing they think is important. We must be careful. A brother may pat you on the back today and the next day, because you do not cross your T's or dot your I's as he does, he'll attempt to crucify you, to destroy you, to circulate a report to try and nullify your influence. Because of an overweening ambition, he'll trample you underfoot. Your reputation is not safe in his hands. And he'll exhibit hatred and bitterness, not love. Now, I've been in active Christian service since 1930, and I've met some of the great men of this century, giants of the faith, who preached the truth, and they were great men. And I never met one of these men who tried to separate brethren or attempted to dull the effectiveness of the ministry by some slurring gossip. But may I say to you that these men were great men not only in doctrine, but in their lives.